This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Guardians, a winner on opening day. Audio courtesy of the Cleveland Guardians and Major League Baseball.
Guardians TV.
Did you guys enjoy that yesterday? Was it the little gym with the little one? Getting the texts. Like,
you weren't the only one.
We are struggling. We can't find it. It is blacked out. Are we getting baseball? But you know what? In the end, it seemed like everybody eventually got it, and the Guardians were victorious on Kyle Manzardo's humongous opening day in Kansas City, and your Gardos 1-0. Daryl Ryder in for Ken Carmen today. We've got Mitch. We've got Owen. We've got Zach Jackson of The Athletic at 8 o'clock, who's been basically at all the pro days. Joel Corey, CBS Sports at 9, to tell us the salary cap is once again a myth in the NFL. And maybe an interesting development going on behind the scenes when it comes to who could be the next Browns quarterback. But Daryl, welcome into the show. Do you have any problem catching up with your favorite baseball team last night?
It was a little slow getting started, but about the third inning or so, was able to lock in.
All right. So what was the issue, and were you encountering the same issue that everybody else seemed to be?
Well, the what I got to do now. This is the, I guess, the frustrating part is I have to use the browser. I have to use a browser on my TV because I kept looking for like an app.
Oh, I'll teach you about that later.
And I couldn't
found the app.
I couldn't find an app, so I. Finally, just it was like, all right, I'm going to do the browser thing on the TV. Not the funnest thing to try and do with a remote that doesn't have any letters or numbers that you can type in on it. You're getting carpal tunnel, working the arrows, yes, trying to find your...
Well, Guardians is a very long word.
Yeah. It's,
if they were the Reds, it would have been much easier.
Well, it's CleGuardiansTV, I think, .com, yes, is the website. So... that's an adjustment for me, but you know, I do like the fact that unlike years past, it's readily available to stream now. Because I'm a streamer, I don't have cable of any kind. I stream everything. I rotate my streaming services every couple of months so I can catch up on content and stuff like that. But I ended up watching the end with Joe Vardon in the media room down at Rocket Arena. I ended up watching the ninth and tenth innings. And I'm actually proud of myself. I stepped away from X from a moment after Emmanuel Clase blew the save in the ninth.
Probably a good time to do it, right?
Well, I had it ready to go. Emmanuel Clase picking up right where he left off in the playoffs. It was ready to go. And then I was like, you know what? I'm already getting enough grief over something else. Probably not the time to be piling on. So I hit the delete key, and, you know, the Guardians ended up with the 3-run 10th inning and winning the ballgame. So all's well that ends well.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think it's, unfortunately, is this a glimpse into how all of this stuff is going to be down the road?
Like, yes.
Could you see yourself having to try to find out whether your team is even going to be available? Where are they going to be available? How are you going to access it? Obviously, you are an increasing portion of the demographics probably right now that are in all around the country that are trying to, you know, figure out, do we cut cable? Do we not? I have to say, I mean, like, you know, 10 years ago, it's an old champion's pose. This is an old one. We had a lot of people saying, Lima, we're stealing. We are streaming. We know the websites. We're getting everything for free. I got rid of cable. And, you know, all these years later, wouldn't you just like to go back to the old cable model?
Yes.
Wouldn't you prefer? Yes. I feel like this is my best take that I've had. And I called it out 10 years ago. I'm like, yeah, but it's all in one place. Yeah, but I'm saving money. Who today is that thrilled with the state of affairs for the way that they have their viewing habits shaped with all these streaming controversies?
Here's the problem that streaming has is that it's very difficult to change channels. It's not like you type in the number in your remote,
yeah,
and
it's
immediate. You got it logs you out of your one app or one streaming service to go into another. And this is something that the NFL has to watch out for, because I feel like that's where that league might be going. And fans are already a little frustrated because they do games now on Peacock and Netflix and Amazon Prime. And if you get into a multi-game situation, right, where the current TV package, Fox and CBS, yeah, and then NBC at night, well, that's fairly easy to maneuver. But, like, if I wanted to, like, change games in the 1 o'clock window or the 4 o'clock window, and I end up having to change that, that's going to be one annoying pain in the backside. Now, March Madness was fun for me. I had the multi-view up.
Oh, there you go.
So I could watch 3 and 4 games at a time. That was pretty cool. Streaming wise, but yeah, the streaming is great, but I think that they've got to find some way to come up with some sort of portal, so it's like you're changing channels on cable instead of having to.
Well, ironically, that's kind of where we're heading, is the bundling up of streaming services. So it's going to be cable all over again. Only I gotta say, with a worse interaction, a worse portal, a worse way for any viewers, yep, to actually,
well, that's
access
why I
all
the way
stuff.
The way Daryl's doing it, though, where you go cut one every couple months and, you know, you save 10, yeah, 20 bucks.
Well, here's the thing. I sat down and I did my credit card bill a couple of months ago because I'm like, wait a minute, how am I spending this much money? I don't remember going, and then I sit down and I'm like looking at all, you know, all my subscriptions that I have, and I'm like, all right, gotta, you know, rein this in a little, yeah, bit. And so I do rotate every 3 months. I'll rotate my streaming service, because $20 per streaming service, that really adds up,
yeah,
in a hurry.
Does. So once finally you're able to get settled in and watch.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us, or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Guardians baseball. Was it business as usual? Did it feel normal?
Yeah, it felt like a normal broadcast.
You still had our buddies, Matt Underwood. You had Rick Manning, Dre doing the
Rick
interviews.
Yeah, Rick Manning's wishing happy birthday to some fine young woman in the middle of nowhere, Ohio. Other than it just being in a, it didn't have a network branding per se on it, you know?
Aesthetically, it was cleaner.
Yeah, it felt like a normal sports television broadcast. Like Owen said, I do feel like from like a, I know we're really like getting deep in the sauce here, but from like a graphics perspective, the presentation, it was, you know, sharper and cleaner, and I don't know how to describe it, but just from a visual standpoint.
Well, why was I so tense and nervous that I didn't get to watch the first two innings of baseball, though?
What do you mean?
I just felt like I was resetting. Well, I tried to get in on the pregame, and I couldn't even get the pregame show to stream. And just resetting the app and reset, you know, going on my phone, going on my TV, going back and forth because I couldn't see the game. And ultimately, it didn't cost me, you know.
But you probably assumed.
I missed a bases loaded situation.
Sure. You probably assumed you were going to be left in the dark, right, for the entirety of the game. That stinks. Like, you're one of those that gets really excited about opening day. You were, you know, of everybody yesterday, you seemed to be the most excited about it. So you carve out that time. You get yourself pumped up. Watching baseball for that first time, it always feels like we're entering a new season.
I got to watch the most important part of the game on a laptop. It's fantastic.
I got to see Manzardo hit for the tricycle.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great way to start. Things got hairy in the eighth. Gattis worked himself into a dicey predicament. Fortunately, he had some boneheaded base running by the Royals. That was always fun. And heads up with Jose and Naylor, and they were able to get themselves out of that situation. Then in the ninth, Class A. What your thoughts, Daryl? Is there reason to be concerned? It is funny though. There were people legitimately, like, they obviously remember how things ended last year, and their dominant closer all of a sudden looked to be a weakness at a really bad time. And then he comes out and, you know, he was throwing strikes for the most part.
The movement wasn't there on the pitches, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're used to seeing some movement with the heat, and just kind of felt like he was just throwing straight lasers.
Yeah, it's it is early, but you know how with relievers, how they could fall off a cliff so fast.
Hey, listen, you're talking to a guy who came in ready to start the Kyle Manzardo for American League MVP campaign this morning.
You might as well put Class A in for Cy Young because he's 1-0.
He is 1-0. Yeah, if you're a fantasy, if you're a rotisserie guy, Daryl, I know that you used to be. Does anybody win out by him, you know, blowing the opportunity but then getting the win?
This guy could have 30 or 40 wins this year.
Hey, well,
he's going to have the most opportunities.
So, hey, a little tight, 240, even though there's extra innings, 2 hours, 40 minutes.
You know,
yesterday,
what?
You got your win.
He got the short end of the stick last year in the Cy Young voting. He figured, hey, it's not saves that I need. I need wins.
Yeah.
It's all about wins.
So, racking them up, what did you make of the controversy in the news before the game? We're sitting here pumping up Tanner Bibee all game long. Next thing you know, the bevy of tweets. Everybody got that. Because I don't typically get to social media as much during the day like I used to. And I logged on, and it was 100 straight tweets about him being out with what? Food poisoning?
I guess. So he actually, and I, is a Bibee is his handle on X. And I got a chuckle out of him going on X to tell people to stop talking about a certain fast food chain that he enjoys visiting on a daily basis. He had posted that he was sick before he could even think about a bowl. He wanted to clarify that whatever illness he obtained, it was not a result of his regular selection in fast food.
Yeah. Well, that had to be really interesting for Lively, knowing that, you know, you're settling in. It's opening day. Who knows what he was doing the night before?
Right.
When, you know, pitchers don't think they're going to play, don't think they're going to pitch. Sometimes they have a very different routine, which could involve who knows what the night before the game. Instead, he gets the call. What'd you think of his performance overall?
Yeah.
He ends up striking out three earned runs in his five innings of work, giving up four hits.
Yeah, I thought it was a quality start, especially considering the situation.
Gave him a chance.
That's really all you can ask for. And I think you're starting to see, Anthony, and again, I realize we're getting a little deep in the weeds here after one game, but you're starting to see throughout Major League Baseball a lot of 5-inning starts. Like, if you can get into the 6th and 7th and 8th innings, that's no longer done with regularity. It's become, oh, got into the 6th or 7th inning now. You're seeing, and a lot of it has to do, I think, with the specialized bullpen setups. And the Guardians, previously known as the Indians, like, they started with Terry Francona, started that trend of building that bullpen for innings 6 through 9, just get the starter through 5. So, yeah, I thought, considering the situation, I thought he was pretty good.
All right, Guardians get the win. 7-4, 1-0. Daryl, what does that mean for the season? What does that mean for 162?
162. Do we start? What are we chanting this morning?
That Daryl's ready to chant.
Do we do the 162-0? Or do we do MVP? I'm a little...
Daryl, whatever you choose, yeah, we will follow.
Do we do Cy Young for Emmanuel Class A being 1-0? Like, I'm torn.
Listen,
it's
a generous show.
Ways.
If you start a chant, especially at the end of the show and coming in hot, which... right now is on the fence. We'll see how today goes. Got to earn coming in hot. But we do a lot of chanting, a lot of hooting, and subsequently a lot of hollering on coming in hot.
We do love both.
We do love both.